कुंज बिहारी
जय राम कुंज
बिहारी कुंज बिहारी
Thank you. Prabhupada, Paramahamsa, Kuruvidacharya, Sarva Sarsabandhas, Esi Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki, Ispan Fonda Charya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki, Prince Prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Raita Gadada, Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. And Prana Govinda didn't mention Pushkar is actually on one of the stamps of India. Or he was put on a stamp, right? He wasn't.
His what?
His painting was placed on a stamp in India, right?
Yeah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text 22. Aho Bhakiyam Stana Kalakutam.
Aho
Bhakiyam Stana Kalakutam.
Aho Bhakiyam Stana Kalakutam.
Jigham Saya Paya Yad Aptya Sarvi. Leve gatim datri uchitam satonyam. Kampadayalam sharanam prajema. Aho bhakiyam stana kalakutam. Jigham saya paya yad. Apya sarvi. Leve gatim datri uchitam satonyam. Kamvadalayam sharanam vrajema. Aho bhakiyam stana kalakutam. Jigham saya paya yad apya sarvi. Leve gatim datri uchitam tatonyam. Kamvadala dayalam sharanam vrajema.
Jigam saya
paya yad apya sarvi.
Leve gatim datri uchitam tatonyam.
Very word for word.
Aho.
Aho.
Alas.
Alas.
Bhakti.
Bhakti.
The she demon Putana.
The she demon Putana.
Yam.
Yam.
Who?
Who?
Stana.
Stana.
Of her breast.
Of her breast.
Kala.
Kala.
Deadly.
Putam,
Putam,
poison.
Jigham Saya,
out of envy.
Apayayat,
nourished.
Api,
Aldo.
Asadvi,
Asadvi,
unfaithful.
Lebhe,
achieve.
Gatim,
destination.
Dhatri,
Uchi. Uchitam, just suitable for the nurse.
Tataha,
beyond whom?
Anyam,
other.
Kam,
who else?
Va,
certainly.
Dayalum,
merciful.
Sharanam,
shelter.
Rajema,
shall I take? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who had granted the poison of murder to a she-demon, Putra? Although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. Sir, I have to go back this. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who had granted the position of mother to a she-demon Putra. Although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. Purport? Here's an example of the extreme mercy of the Lord, even to his enemy. It is said that the nobleman accepts the good qualities of a person of doubtful character, just as one accepts nectar from a stock of poison. In his babyhood, he was administered deadly poison by Putana, a she-demon who tried to kill the wonderful baby. And because she was a demon, it was impossible for her to know that the Supreme Lord, even though playing the part of a baby, was no one less than the same Supreme Personality of God. His value as the Supreme Lord did not diminish upon his becoming a baby to please his devotee Yashoda. The Lord may assume the form of a baby or a shape other than that of a human being, but it doesn't make the slightest difference. He is always the same Supreme. A living creature, however powerful he may become by dint of severe penance, can never become equal to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna accepted the motherhood of Putana because she pretended to be an affectionate mother, allowing Krishna to suck her breast. The Lord accepts the least qualification of the living entity and awards him the highest reward. That is the standard of his character. Therefore, who but the Lord can be the ultimate shelter. Om Gyana Te Manasya Gyananjana Shalakya Sakshanantam Yenatasmai Shri Gurubhidhya Mo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Putle Srimati Bhakti Vyananta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prashani Nirvishesha Shanyata Vipashchakaya Vashakaya Ya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Rita Dharada Shri Rasadi Gaurava Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Paramayam Dadari Svaparam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we're touching upon philosophy of a different dimension. Maybe the peak of philosophy, so to speak. Our philosophy is very powerful. Very powerful. And if we're convinced of it, and if we are trained in it, we can practically defeat anyone, everyone, all the scientists, preachers, atheists, whatever. Thus, this philosophy is just powerful. Once Yudhishthira had asked the sages, is there anyone else that had to undergo trials more than us, the Pandavas? And the sages says, yes, baby, there is. And then they related the story of Nala and Damayanti. Then he had also asked, Draupadi is a celestial being born from the fire, very sacred, but yet she had to undergo so much suffering. Why was this so? Is there any other woman that went through that kind of a trials like Draupadi? Sages says, yes. There was Satyavati. Satyavati and Shravan. Shravan. Anyhow, these are nice stories for you all to read. The story of Nala and Damayanti, especially for the Matajis. Yeah, I would like them. And Satyavati and Satyavan. I think it's Satyavan. Or name closer. Anyhow. So, coming back to our topic today, who can be more merciful than Lord Krishna? And the philosophy around this topic came about when Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami, the Lord is the father of all living entities. Diti and Aditi are sisters. They're all related. Why is it that the Lord supported the sons of Aditi and was inimical towards the sons of Diti? And then Sukadeva Goswami explained that because we are on the bodily concept of life, we tend to vision things in duality and differently, see things in a different perspective. But it's not so. And then you start to explain about the mode of natures. Sometimes the mode of goodness is on the rise and the demigods strive, and then the mode of passion is on the rise and then the demons strive. And then the mode of ignorance sometimes jump to the top and then the yakshas and rakshasas strive. So anyhow, and then he came to start relating the story with Yudhishthira and Narada. He said that Narada, that Yudhishthira during the Rajasuya saw when Shishupal entered the body of Krishna. And Maharaj Yudhishthira became bewildered because he says, this rascal, his whole life he was insulting Krishna. His whole life, there was not any time when he was not so envious of Krishna. And how is it that he entered the body of Krishna? He's liberated. This is too much for my mind, I cannot comprehend. And then Narada started to explain also about the dualities of this world and explained that the Lord is completely transcendental. There was a special word I think he used, nirguna. Nirguna. And he does not envision like us. He does not envision and see things like us. And then he quoted some verses from the Bhagavad. He said, Kamad dvishesad bhayat snehat yata bhakti eshvare manaha aveshyatad agham pitva bhavastad gatim gataha. Many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desires, inimical feelings, fear, affection, or devotional service. Then he said, Gopya kama dhayat kamso dve sach chaidya daya dayo nripa sambandad vrishana snehat yuyam bhaktya vayam vibho. My dear King Yudhisthira, the gopis by their lustly desires, Kamsa by his fear, Shishupala and other kings by envy, the Yadus by their familial relationship with Krishna, you Pandavas by your great affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service, have obtained the mercy of Krishna. So here Narada quoted examples. He gave, he said, the gopis by their lusty desires, Kamsa by his constant fear, Shishupal by his great envy, the Yadus by their familial relationship, you the Pandavas by your affection, and the general devotees by their devotional service, have all obtained the mercy of Krishna. And then he went on to say, Katamo pina vinasya panchanam purusham prati. Somehow or other, one must consider the form of Krishna very seriously. Then by one of the five different processes mentioned above, one can return home back to Godhead. However, atheists like King Vena, being unable to think of Krishna's form in any of these five ways, cannot attain salvation. Therefore, we must somehow think of Krishna, whether in a friendly way or inimical. Very interesting. This is a different dimension to philosophy, right? We've never heard of this. We are accustomed to hear about the regular form of worship to the Lord. We render what we call favorable devotional service to the Lord. Favorable, not the other type. And this is recommended, and this is what we shall continue to do. This is what we are doing, and we do favorable devotional service. We accept our spiritual master. Accept a spiritual master and inquire from him submissively. Run a service and he will impart the truth unto you. You show the path. Patram pushram phalam toyam yome bhakti prayachati. Krishna says, offer me a leaf, water, flower, fruit with some love, I will accept. Yad karosi, yad asnasi, yad yosi, dadasi. All that you do, all offerings you make, everything, do it as service unto me. So we are accustomed to this type of devotion, devotional service. And it shall continue this way. But here we learn of a different type. Other personalities have rendered service to the Lord differently. And then Narad, after he had explained these verses, he recited the story of Giant Vijaya. And he was explaining how Giant Vijaya came to this world. And they had the choice of becoming seven lifetimes of devotees or three times of demons. which they wanted to return back to the spiritual world quickly. They didn't want to stay into this miserable material world, so they decided to take the form of demons three times. And first it was Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, and Shishupal and Dantavaka. See, like this. And so then Yudhishthira understood the concept. Oh yes, Shishupal was actually Jaya or Vijaya, whichever one. And so he's serving the Lord in an inimical way. See, different things. And now we see here, Krishna says, offer me leaf, water, flower. Offer me leaf, water, fruit, or flower with some love. He didn't say, smear your breast with poison and I would accept it. But this is what Putana did. Putana smeared her breasts with poison, knowing well she would kill the Lord. She did it. And the Lord not only accepted that, but he actually sucked out the life air of her. He sucked the poison and sucked out the life air of her. And so so now Uddhava is talking to Vidura. Who can be more merciful than this? Who can be more merciful than this? That this Rakshasi was trying to kill the Lord. And he accepted the little intention of motherly affection. See? He accepted that part. And he gave her the position of nurse in the spiritual world. So powerful. So the question is, who can be more compassionate? Who can be more merciful than the Lord? But sometimes we get these questions online out of Krishna, Jesus, and Buddha. Who is the most merciful? We get this. See? And so, but this is a great point here. This is a great defense for Krishna. You see? How he's merciful. Not only with him, but with all the other demons that we mentioned. You see? And not only these demons, but in the whole Mahabharata, all the personalities that saw him got liberated. And not only that, but all the demons that he killed, every one of the demons he killed were liberated. So sometimes it's arguable, Jesus said, if someone hits you on one side of the cheek, you turn to the other. And that's good, that's compassionate. Or if they take away your dress, you give them your coat also. See? And so these are considered compassion. But look at the compassion of Krishna. Or also it's stated that Buddha tried to stop animal killing. And that's very compassionate. See? But Lord Krishna was liberating everyone. He was giving them liberation. He was sending them back to the spiritual world. All these personalities. So Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, he says, he made several supporting points to the one. He said that a noble man accepts good quality. A noble man accepts the good quality of even a rascal. And we can cite some examples again. There was a very nice story, or a few stories. We know that Maharaj Ambarisha was very liberal to to Durvasa Muni. You see, and even though Durvasa was so harsh on him, he still forgave him. And we know Duryodhana was so inimical towards the Pandavas, and yet Yudhishthira was so willing to forgive him so many times. One time they were residing on Dvaitavana. That's a part of northern India. And there's a lake there. And the rascal Shakuni, he said, let us go and jeer the Pandavas. What's the other word for jeer?
Make fun of them?
Make fun of the Pandavas. You know, we're going to go and show all of our opulence to them with our wives and everything, and show them, I mean, they're suffering like anything. We're going to go and make some fun of them. So there was Shakuni, Duryodhana, and Karna, Dushasana, and the rest. But the rest, they generally just follow Duryodhana and his guys, Shakuni and Karna. So they decided to go there, but then Indra, being a demigod, he knows a lot of things, he knows a lot of subtle things, what's going on in your mind and so forth. And so Indra realized what was happening, and Indra, he sent the Gandharvas to stop this. He said, y'all go and stop Duryodhana and his guys, because they're trying to insult the Pandavas, and this is not right. And so the Gandharvas went, and the Kauravas went there, and they were trying to go and bathe in that lake. The Gandharvas were already bathing in the lake, and they told the Kauravas, you cannot come in, but we are bathing here. We are higher beings. We are celestial beings. The Gandharvas are celestial beings. And so the Kauravas flared up and a fight started. You know, Karna, you know, he is the first one rocked for them. And the Gandharvas put a licking on Karna that he had to run. He ran so fast that he escaped. He left all the Kauravas and escaped. Tinkered with Karna. And then Duryodhana alone stood up and started to fight. All the other Kauravas ran away, and Duryodhana was fighting. And the Gandharvas caught him, Chitrasena. Not him, but caught all the Kauravas also. And not only that, they were taking them to the heavenly planet. So they started to fly in the air. So when Yudhishthira heard about this, Yudhishthira says, this is not right. That after all, the Kauravas are rascal, Duryodhana is a rascal, and he's insulting us. But on a higher level, they are in our bloodline. We're all Kurus. And so our name would be tainted. It's not right. And not only that, the women would be taken captive too, and they should be protected. This is not right. So go and stop the Gandharvas from taking them. And so Arjuna, Bhima, and so forth, they went and they had a fight with the Gandharvas. And as the Gandharvas were flying in the air, Arjuna shot an arrow that created a net, a big net. And like when birds are flying and you put a net, they catch their trap. So all the Gandharvas trapped in there. And then Arjuna sees Chitrasena, that's the king of the Gandharvas, sees him. But actually Arjuna is friend with Chitrasena, the new one. So Arjuna said, what happened? Why did you do this? And then Chitrasena explained what happened, why these Kauravas came. And then Arjuna said, yes, they deserve this, but our brother Yudhishthira, who is a real nobleman, he gave some different reasons. So y'all take these Kauravas to Yudhishthira and explain. And so they took Duryodhana and the other guys to Yudhishthira, And Yudhishthira said immediately, I know Duryodhana and all these guys are rascals, but please release them. For our sake, for the sake of the Kuru dynasty, release them. See? And so then the Gandharvas released him. And Duryodhana was humiliated terribly. But so this is the point that Srila Prabhupada is making here. A nobleman accepts the good quality even of a rascal. And so this Duryodhana, he was such a rascal and so inimical towards the Pandavas. Yet, but the noble Yudhishthira forgave him. Then there was another story with another personality called Jayadrath. Jayadrath was in the forest one time, touring, and the Pandavas had gone out to hunt or something. And he saw Draupadi there, and Draupadi was extremely beautiful. Draupadi is so beautiful, she's like a goddess. So when he saw her, he says, I can't leave this woman alone, I have to take her. And especially, so he went to her and he started to talk to her nicely for us. And Draupadi, knowing that Jayadrath is the husband of Dushala. Dushala, right? I think so. That's Dhritarashtra's only daughter. She was nice with him, you know, but he mistook that, you know, in a different way. And not only that, but he started to play with her now. He said, look, the panda was their beggars, you know, look how horrible they are in this place. Why don't you just leave them and come with me? I have all this opulence. You see? So but Draupadi being a chaser, he said, no, not like this. And Jayadrath decided to seize her and took her away. And so when the Pandavas came back to the camp, the sages told them what had happened. Actually, Daumya was trying to fight off the Jayadrath, but Jayadrath being a powerful Kshatriya, you know, he just won and took away Draupadi. So Arjuna and Bhima went in pursuit of Jayadrath. They eventually capture him, and Bhima really beat him. Bhima put a real good whipping on him, but Yudhishthira told Bhima not to kill him again, you know, so Yudhishthira. So then they took back Jayadrath to Yudhishthira, bung him up, you know, like an animal. And then Yudhishthira said, loose him. You know? And they said, what? You see? And he said, yes, because he is the husband of our sister. Because Dushala is like their sister. You see? So Yudhishthira is always saying the higher good there, you know, and he says that if you kill him, then she will be widowed and unprotected. So this is not right. And so so they released Jayadrath. And of course Jayadrath became inimical towards them and caused havoc in Mahabharata war. You know? But anyhow, this is what Srila Prabhupada is saying, a great personality even overlook the bad qualities and try to see the little good. See, so that was the point Srila Prabhupada made. Then Srila Prabhupada says, the other point he made is that Krishna is God even as a baby or an animal, or even the other incarnations. And we can see that Krishna is God whether he's a baby or whether he's an animal. Even if he takes the form of an animal, or if he takes the form of a baby, he is God. And then there's so many examples we've seen. As soon as he was born, he put all the guards to sleep in Kamsa prison. And then he released Vasudeva and Devaki. And then when Vasudeva was crossing the Yamuna water was overflowing. You see? And he just touched the water and the water receded. See, like that. And many. Then the cart, when he was on that mystical cart, there was a ghost, a demon in the form of a ghost here. And he kicked that cart and liberated that demon. See, and then there were so many demons that he killed when he was a baby. Let me see if there's some names here. I think I have some of the names here. But Bakasura, Gasura. Let me see how many suras was there. Like I lost some of the suras there. Yeah. But he as a baby he killed so many demons that it's unbelievable, yeah. Then there was Putana, Shakatasura, that was the ghost in the car. Then there was Trinavarta, the whirlwind demon, Galuda. He killed that one. Then Vatsasura, the calf demon. He killed that one. Then there was Bakasura, the duck demon. Then there was Agasura, the snake demon. You see? Then there was Denu Kaasura. See? He chastised Kalia, humbled Brahma. So many things. As a baby and as a child. When he took the form of Varaha, when he took the form of a Varaha, when Hiranyaksha saw him, Hiranyaksha was laughing at him. You see? He said, look at this amphibious creature. He meant there that creature of the land and water. You know, and he was laughing at him. See? And then, of course, we know that Varaha would defeat him. He was such a huge demon that he said his head was touching the clouds. He was so huge and powerful. And then there was Hiranyakashipu. When Lord Narsingadev appeared, Hiranyakashipu said, look, I have defeated all the demigods and rakshas and yakshas and gandharvas and men and everything. Who is this creature here? I'm going to kill him also. See? And so he was very proud, and he thought that he would defeat Lord Narsingadev. But that was not to be. See? So here again we see that Krishna, in whatever form he takes, he is super powerful, and he is the supreme. See? And so that's there. And then the other point Srila Prabhupada made here was, even the most powerful being cannot be equal to Krishna. Even the most powerful being cannot be equal to Krishna. And we've seen Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva is very, very powerful. He's almost as powerful as Krishna. See? And then many a times they may come to battle, or there are some places where they actually come, and we've seen how Lord Krishna have defeated him. There was a nice example, I think, with Banasura. When Banasura was captured, Lord Shiva came to fight with Lord Krishna. And then when Lord Krishna released that Narayan Jwala, Lord Shiva's weapon were frozen. And he was defeated, see? So he's been defeated. Lord Brahma has been defeated. Lord Indra's been defeated. All the demons and rakshasas, they all been defeated. So there's no one equal to Lord Krishna. No one is equal or greater than him. See? And no one can defeat him. So this was the other point that Srila Prabhupada was making here. Then he says that Krishna accepts the motherhood of Putana, even though she pretended to be affectionate. And then, like we've discussed that already, that that Putana, there was some sentiments. You know, there are some sentiments developed for Krishna. You see, Krishna accepted that little bit and liberated her. And so, then who can be more merciful than the Supreme Lord? That's the last point being made here again. Who can be more merciful than the Supreme Lord? See? He is the all-merciful Lord, all-compassionate. So I'll stop here. I hope I've covered all the points that Srila Prabhupada made. If there is any question or comment, we'll take it, or if not, yeah. So there's a question.
Thank you, Prabhu. I love your class, all the stories. It's amazing. You said about duality, Lord Narada Muni was saying, because of duality, we do not understand the situation. So all these demons seem to have some previous life, like Shishupal and all of them. They have, you know, they come from some devotional.
But of course they were Jayan Vijay, you know.
Jayan Vijay, but even Putana, she also, I mean, every one of them, if you study their history. So is that what duality mean? If we understand their previous life, we can understand why they're getting this high position. Is that what duality mean? That
well, no, duality means like happiness and distress, hot and cold, you know, enemy and friend. You know, we're seeing things like in the opposite. And because we're in the bodily concept, we tend to see things this way. We train to see things this way. But on a higher level, what Sukadeva Goswami was telling Parikshit is that the Lord does not see in this light. And so these demons, they had roles to play. And even though this seems inimical towards us and towards the Lord, but they're playing their role, you know. Just like Srila Prabhupada sometimes gives the example of a prodigal son, you know, that the son may be horrible and bad, and he may disrespect the father and may squander all his wealth and everything. But yet the father is ready to accept him back at any time. You know, the father wants him back because after all, he's his son, you know. So, I mean, the example is a little crude, but in the sense that all the demons also are the children of Krishna. All these personalities, you know, and even though in whatever role they're playing, whatever they're doing, but ultimately the Lord wants them back in the spiritual world. And he wants all of us back. He wants all living entities back into the spiritual world. And so, and so he sees in a different dimension. And he is, of course, being unaffected by the three modes of nature, by the gunas. And he sees beyond friend and foe and so forth. So that's another.
And the other point you made was that we should remember Krishna nicely, I mean, in a loving
way. Favorable.
Favorable or unfavorable. So I understand that it's a point to remember Krishna. That's the highest point, to remember Krishna.
But we're trained to remember him in a favorable way, you know. But Narada was making the point there, whether favorable or unfavorable, but intense remembrance, you know. Intense remembrance, really. He cited the example. Shishupal was thinking about Krishna all the time, throughout his life. Unfavorably, Kamsa the same way, you see, and other demons. So, but for us, we have to do it in a favorable way. Manmanabhava madbhakti mamyaji mamyaji.
Of course.
Always think about me, offer obeisance to me, render service unto me, homage to me, you'll come back to me. But just as Lord Krishna is telling.
Yeah, because we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so we do that. But the point is, if we do something unfavorable like Kamsa, isn't this destroying his sinful, his good activities, sinful? So when you say remember unfavorable, isn't that kind of...
If we do something unfavorable, or if we do something inimical, the Lord would discipline us, you see, in different ways, because we're really not acting. But of course, also, I mean, the Lord, the apicha set sudura charo. I mean, that verse goes like, even if one commits the most abominable activity, but he situates himself in devotional service, he is quickly forgiven. You see? He is quickly forgiven. But we are not allowed, or we are not advised, to see things in an inimical way, or, you know, in a negative way. We always have to try to do things, do the positives, you see? But if in life's path we commit an offense or whatever, we'll be forgiven, you know, once we're situated in devotional service. All right? Yes, Mataji?
Who is more merciful than the Supreme Lord? Is not the Guru, like Srila Prabhupada, for instance, how merciful that he would come to the Bowery.
Of course. I mean, yeah, well,
that's,
you know,
Krishna.
Like,
that's also Krishna. Krishna is...
Yes, the Guru is...
As the Guru.
Yeah, of course. The Lord within and without, or he is inside as Chaitanya Guru and outside as spiritual master, you see? So of course, the Guru, and just like Jesus also, I mean, he is the Son of God, but he was very, very merciful also, you know? Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing, you know? So he was very, very merciful. But of course, I mean, the Lord is the supreme merciful, you know? I mean, that's the bottom line. All right, so we'll stop here. Thank you for your attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.